Penguin Random House Audio presents 13s, The Secrets of Eden Eld, Book 1, by Kate Alice Marshall. Read for you by Keeler Lee. For my favorite palindrome. 1. Eleanor stared at the grandfather clock in the third floor hall. It stood 8 feet tall, made of dark oak. A bone-white pendulum hung within the case, carved like cords woven together in a loose diamond. It reminded her of the end of a key, but maybe that was only because of the keys that were painted on the wood around the clock face. 13 identical keys in gold. The last key was almost entirely rubbed away. The clock must be very old. It felt like it had tracked the passing of years and years. But she was not staring at the clock because it was tall, or impressive, or old. She was staring at it for 3 reasons. The first was that the clock hadn't been there when she went to sleep last night. Eleanor was sure of it. It stood opposite her door, and she felt certain she would have noticed an 8-foot-tall clock outside her bedroom, or heard someone moving it into place. The second was that those 13 keys, gleaming against the dark wood, were the precise shape of the birthmark on her wrist. The third was that the hands of the clock were running backward. "It's just a clock," she told herself. Nothing sinister. Maybe it had belonged to her grandparents, and Aunt Jenny had inherited it, along with this house, and the old car in the back shed that didn't run, and the rambling, neglected orchard that spilled out behind the house like a half-grown forest. Except that it hadn't been here last night. And that wouldn't explain the keys.